Hello and welcome. You're listening to a guided meditation. I am your guide, Katie Jo Holton. So today we're going to look at a energy exercise called releasing the chains of struggle. I actually engaged in this practice on my way to pick up a rental car. As many of you can imagine, and I'm sure relate to, when you are anticipating a problem with customer service, it's very easy to tense up and to assume the worst. So what happened that morning was I had an appointment to pick up a rental car. I had a good start in the morning and was hoping I could pick it up 15 minutes early. And so I called them while I was walking to the pickup location just to make sure, I don't know, to give them a heads up that I was coming a few minutes early and see if it was possible that I pick it up. And not only were they not helpful, but they also told me no and, in fact, thought that it might not even be ready on time. So, of course, I unhappily hung up the phone and continued walking there because I was already on the way there and I had nothing else to do at this point but wait for the car. And as I was walking, I started watching my energy and I noticed that not only was I tensing up in my core, but I was also kind of like reaching out energetic arms and scooping up any other tension or unhappiness that I could find around me in the energetic space to sort of just like add to my own. It was like my own wasn't enough, that I needed to feel other people's as well. Okay. So I began to consider different options for what might happen when I arrive and how I would handle it. Of course, the one where they tell me that the car will not be ready on time and I can freak out. Or they could tell me it might not be ready on time and I could just remain calm and wait. And I began to play around with like imagining the energy of the car place being different. Like how could I change the energy there to accommodate me better? And this was I think this is an important place to point out that the most direct way to affect something that is appearing outside of you is to work directly on what's going on inside of you. And it feels kind of counterintuitive, but it follows the idea that the more in alignment I am with myself, the more others can be in alignment with themselves. And by others, I mean other people and entities, even objects. If there is a lot of resistance and fight in my system, I'm likely to find a lot of resistance and fight in the objects that I have around me, my car, my computer, that type of thing. On the surface level, it seems that the most direct way to create change around you is to try to affect the others, which the outside of me both does and does not exist. It can be very tempting to want to work directly on others. When you see something in someone else, even if you mean well in your heart, you can't actually change anything for them. So if you want to have a different experience of reality than what it looks like you're going to have, then the most direct way to affect change is to change your own experience. Okay. So as I began to look at the scenario, my first thought was, I want them to have their shit together so that they can meet the commitment that, or meet me in the agreement that we made. Another thought was, I don't want to have to meet them with hostility to get what I need. So instead of trying to go at them, I need to take a step back and look at what was rooting my belief about them. Instead of saying, I need them to get their shit together so that I can have what I need. Now I need to turn it around to get at the root of that belief within me. So the question then becomes, why do I not believe I already have what I need? I was fearful that I would have to incite hostility in order to get the job done. And so here we go. Here is another one, is why do I believe that I must do something against my nature to get things done? So here you're kind of looking for the seed of the problem you're trying to solve by having a human desire and then turning your attention to it so you can become mindful about what is motivating you. That brings us to this guided meditation. And I use this literally as I was walking down the street towards the car rental place and began to remove the weights that these two beliefs had on my system, that I realized I actually didn't need and I didn't want. Part of removing beliefs is realizing that you actually don't believe them in the first place, and you're often just habitually reacting to old ways of being. So here we go. Take a moment to make yourself comfortable. Let's begin by finding yourself in a comfortable position. In fact, why don't you just relax in a chair that you're in with your feet on the floor, your back up, your shoulders down. And take a minute and begin to collect yourself. Okay. So all of your energies that are scattered out there, thinking about what's for dinner, thinking about a conversation you had, friends, family, and work. Imagine calling them in. You can attach tiny strings to those energies and just pull them back into yourself. And as you're calling them in, begin to take deep breaths, slowly breathing in and out. And while you're gathering up those thoughts, begin to move them to the center of your awareness in your head. And once you feel like it's all gathered together there, go ahead and move it down to your heart. Okay. And feel yourself fully resting into your heart space. And take a few more breaths here. Today we're going to play a little bit with a few scenarios. Begin by imagining a wall in front of you. Okay. And your relationship to this wall represents your approach to work and business. As you walk up to the wall, just notice, go ahead and put your hands on the wall and begin to push. And notice what this feels like in your body. You might feel empowered. Perhaps it makes you feel stressed. Or maybe even tired. Okay, and we're just taking a moment to notice what this feels like. And if you can, imagine dissolving that wall that's in front of you. All you need to do is ask that the wall be removed. And this can be done in a very simple and gentle way. You don't need to crush the wall. You don't need to work hard to remove it. Just ask and watch it dissolve before you. As the wall dissolves in front of you, you now have a path that's clear and without struggle. Without a need to push, without a need to fight. And that allows you to walk through calm and collected without having to fill yourself with busyness. This path is your work life. In your work life, you might be used to believing that to achieve great things, you must constantly be pushing. And here you can see that it actually does not have to be a struggle. So begin to walk down the path. Just take note of how that feels in your body as you're walking down the path. And again, as you begin to walk down this path, if you're noticing thoughts come through, just remember to notice them and let them pass. Remembering to breathe. And take notice if there is anything else on your body or attached to your body that might be weighing you down. Perhaps you're wearing shoes that are heavy. Go ahead and remove those. Or if you have chains attached to your feet, know that you have the key to remove those chains. And take a deep breath here, remembering to breathe. So if you're noticing anything that might be slowing you down or weighing you down or causing to feel like you need to fight to get things accomplished, take a moment and remove those restrictions. Take a moment and take a deep breath here. Breathing in the fresh, clean air. Feeling the warm sun on your face. And seeing your clear path ahead of you. Though there might be twists and turns, know that it's not a fight, but simply a walk. Begin to become aware that when you encounter tough spots in life, You don't actually need to push up against them. That you can walk through them with ease. And as you're walking down the path with deep breaths, take a moment to check in with yourself again. Notice your body. Notice how you're feeling. And if you're feeling any resistance inside of you to these beliefs, just take a moment and recognize them. Note that they are there. Acknowledge their existence. You can thank them for the purpose that they have served you, for helping you develop drive and work ethic. Tell them that you no longer need them. And let them dissolve and leave your system. Taking a deep breath here. And allowing them to pass. Very good. Okay. And a few more breaths. And begin to rock your body side to side. Rubbing your legs, rubbing the top of your thighs. Continuing to breathe. When you're ready, open your eyes. Might even rub your feet or lightly stomp your feet on the floor just to let your body know you're back here. And allow yourself to have a little smile on your face. You have the wisdom and the power and the choice. For struggle or ease. If you're noticing your thoughts are still resisting here, just let that become awareness in your life, without a need to necessarily change anything right now, but just to become aware of its presence in your life. And as you walk around throughout the day and you notice these thoughts coming up, take a moment to reenact this meditation, to allow the barriers to dissolve, to choose that it doesn't have to be a fight, a struggle, or even take a long time. Beautiful.